Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Real Life Phoenicia D. I know it's been a hot minute, but life happens. Everything happens for a reason. I got my girl, my sorrow back on with me for this season. Welcome back, my beautiful sister, always a lady. Welcome back.
Hey, hey, sis, and my sorrow. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. I am looking forward to the topic. I've been excited all week since you sent the invitation, so I am ready.
I just want to know, how have you been doing? I know we've both been so busy with a lot of stuff. You know, with me, my son graduated high school and college and started his career. I'm about to embark on something great. You know, I gave you the good news last week.
Right, right.
I got some things coming up for me, but what if you got some big stuff coming up too now?
Girl, I have some big stuff coming up too. You know, life is lifing, but in the midst of life lifing, great things are happening. I have a couple of speaking engagements next month. And I have a speaking engagement coming up in October. I will be on a panel of other life coaches in Charlotte in October. So I am preparing for those events and just taking it day by day, just enjoying life.
I've been looking at that date, and you know, I'm making a big change, but I believe I can razzle dazzle on down there on that day. Mm-hmm. If it's just for a Saturday and fly out Sunday, I believe I can razzle dazzle down there on that day. I am so proud of you. I'm so excited about everything God has planned for us in this season. This is our season. This is my ninth year, and if I'm not mistaken, the ninth year is completion, right?
Yes, yes. It's old things are ending and new things are beginning. New beginnings. Yes, ma'am. New beginnings.
Because on this night, in this month of August, it'll be 9 years on the 19th that my beloved mother was called home to God. Three years since I lost my grandmother, Miss Love. 3 years since I lost my Aunt Georgia. She was like 4 years since I lost Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 9 years since I was at my current career I'm in. It's been 9 years. So yeah, it's been a hell of a ride in these 9 years. So I'm finally seeing the other side.
Right. It's kind of like you're going through metamorphosis. You know how you start out as the caterpillar and then life keeps coming and things keep happening. You're shedding, and then you're going through your transition of being that beautiful butterfly. So now you're at that final stage where you are at the stage where you are a butterfly. So now it's just time for you to just take off and fly. Congratulations on your upcoming new endeavors.
Thank you.
You deserve everything that God has placed in your path because you have been diligent and you have been obedient and you've made many sacrifices.
You're going to make me cry holding this cup of coffee. You know,
don't
you're going to
make cry. Me cry. Don't you cry, girl. You better sip that coffee because you know I know you love your coffee. And you know how we do, so.
Yeah, you're going to make me cry. it's been a hell of a year. Like, woo, like, it's been a lot going on. But you know what? I remember Maya Angelou once said, when someone shows you who they are, you better believe that is who they are. Mm-hmm. And so many times being a great woman, not a perfect woman, because there's no such thing as a perfect woman. There are such things as great women. And being a great woman, you tend to see the best in others. And And because you keep trying to see that best in them and you want them to pull that out, it becomes a draining situation for your spirit and your soul, because this person apparently isn't going to change, or they aren't going to change. They're going to constantly be who they are, which is a hot ass mess. Let's get into it.
Where do we begin?
Okay, you know, I don't date, right? I tried. I really tried. Hear me out. I tried. I feel that right now in this stage in my life, it is better just to bounce to my own beat and do what I like to do and enjoy me, because these men are not men. They're some of the most sassiest, the most want to walk in your shoes type of generation of men that we got. And I'm not talking about the queens, because you know I love the queens. The queens are my booze. You know, I love the queens. Hell, I got a gay husband. He ain't really my husband, but he's the closest thing to a husband I got, because he's very supportive. He buy me music stuff. He sends me records, and he just overall, hey, Cal is my boo thing. You know, he got a husband. I love his husband too. But they the most realest men I know, because these other straight men are shit.
Right. They have like an identity crisis. They want to be sassy. Like they, you know, my thing is, I feel, and I mean, this could be another topic for another day, but I feel like a lot of Black women feel like they're not protected by Black men. Because they some of them, and I don't want to put, you know, for those who are listening and thinking that I'm putting everybody in one category, you know what I'm saying? So when I say some, unless your name is some, I'm not specifically talking to you, but some men or the ones that we have encountered, they will pick a woman, especially a Black woman. They will pick her apart. It's like they will dissect her. You know, in science, when you were in high school and you had to dissect the frog for your science class or your biology class, and you had to pick each and every organ out of the frog or whatever it was that you had to dissect. It's like they pick every characteristic of this woman, of a woman, and they have to pull her apart and, you know, take her apart and tear her down. And then you wonder why we feel we're not protected, and why so many women take on so many masculine traits, because we have to be there. It's like you have more women supporting you. If you cry for help, it's like women will come to your rescue and the men sit there and they watch. They will just sit there and they will watch, because they have to pull you apart. Your hair is not long enough. Your stomach is not flat enough. You know, your makeup, we don't like your makeup. We don't like your wigs. We don't like your shoes. We don't like the color on your toes. Okay, well, do you want to be me, Miss Ma'am? Mr. Ma'am? Mr. Ma'am, do you want to be me? Because all you need is a purse with your sassy self.
And they don't get it. Like, I try to tell men, listen, I paid the cost to be my boss. Yes, my hair was all the way down my back, but I am not my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens. I don't believe that a woman should keep wearing the same hairstyles. I think a woman, whether it's a wig or a quick wig, whatever it is that brings you the most confidence, do it. If you want to paint your toes burnt orange and your nails burnt orange, which I have because I love colors, I do that because I am who I am. I am not in the mold. When God made me, God didn't make me to sit in a box. I've always, even as a child, I always questioned everything about how things were. So if I, as a child, being young, Nisha, questioning things how it is, what makes you think as I'm being older that I'm going to sit up there and conform to what you want me to be? I cannot conform into what you want me to be. And then the lies, like Beyonce say, I hear your secrets in the dark, and they ain't right. You want a woman to be faithful. You want a woman to be all that and then some to you. And here we go. You can't stimulate her mentally, physically or emotionally, because the last sexual encounter I had was a hot ass mess. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you pulling out this little child penis.
No.
Like, your penis on hard is my index finger and my middle finger, right?
Bless his heart.
On hard. And you want to say that ain't much your head game was why I'm like, and you want to run around here, want to play some games? But because you was an educated man, you know, you're a VP at this oil and gas company and you this and that. And then, you know, like I said, me and him been on and off for years, but that was my first time actually being intimate with him. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be real. That was for my birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had buried, I had lost a good friend named Roberta. And a lot of my old classmates were at the church. And my ex walked in there looking like a fucking dark chocolate Adonis. My cat got hot and wet in church. Okay? Mm. And I'm going to be real. Because I'm real. I don't lie. I can't lie. And when I seen him, my cat was like, because I'm not mad at him anymore, because at the end of the day, people do what they want to do. That's how they feel. That's how they live their life. People mess over good people every day, but that's something that they have to carry, not you.
Right.
My brother was fine, tall, and just chocolate. With. I was like, oh my goodness. I was telling my girl, you need to sit down. You need to show it up. I was telling myself that. So I had to call his sister, which is, you know, that's my sweetheart. I love her or whatever. I was like, your brother turned me the fuck on in his church.
Girl.
I'm all the way. And we wasn't really in a church. It was more like a mausoleum, you know. And so at the time when old buddy was, you know, he was like, you know, he hounded me, blah, 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 blah. And I, you know, and I got some Bahama Mamas, you know, you get some Bahama Mamas. And the only thing I could think about was seeing this fine-ass, dark-ass, chocolate man that I used to be in love with, because I ain't in love with nobody anymore, but I used to be in love with. And all the great sex we would have, he would flip me upside down, I'd be on his face, you know, we'd be all type of positions, right? And I thought about that, and I'm like, damn, I ain't had no dark-skinned dick in some years.
Oh, my gosh, Nisha.
I know, I was like, shit, I ain't had no dark-skin, because, you know, them dark-skin, that's what I like about a dark-skinned man, they dick be beautiful. And it's long and thick and luscious, and it's just, oh, it's I like it. So here I was, this little light-skinned, pale-ass nigga. I'm drunk. I'm not gonna lie. It's my birthday. I'm celebrating. It's my birthday. It's a fucking celebration. I celebrate my birthday all month long in February. So, you know, this motherfucker here, We go back, and he pulled down his pants, and I'm saying to myself, he looked down at it, I looked down at it, I look at him, he looked down at it. This.
What happened?
I was laying in disbelief. I was up there thinking about Adrian while he was on top of me. I was like, man, Adrian would have had me. Well, I don't have no hand no more, but he would have choked me because I like to be choked. Adrian would have choked me and had me up against the wall. We've been all over this room, but I can't fuck with Adrian because Adrian activates the crazy in me. And because I'm revolving into a higher person, I can't mess with nobody that's going to trigger me, right? So it's always good to... Right. You know, support somebody from a distance and be proud of somebody from a distance. I was like, but Adrian Dick is good. Adrian know how to handle Nisha. These other niggas don't know how to handle Nisha. Like, Adrian know how to handle Nisha. Adrian know how to handle Nisha. And I was like, he wanted to eat my. And I'm like, I ain't coming for that five fingers, you know?
Girl, you know what?
I know I'm a mess.
You know what? OMG, girl. Ooh, child.
And it's like, my cousin used to always tell me, Queenie, she'll say, Nisha, I cannot be in a relationship with a man if I haven't tested him out yet. And I just like, Queenie, that ain't right. You can't do that. You might be missing out on something. Queenie was right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be laying in disbelief with a man. I have a high-ass, strong-ass sex drive. I'm a woman. I'm a beautiful, black, intelligent woman. And my sex drive be high when I'm in a relationship with somebody. I can't be thinking about somebody else and you my man and you not turning me on. Man.
Right. Man. And that you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. It should be, the focus should be on that person that you in the relationship with. So if they not coming with the full package of what you desire, because we gotta stop settling.
Yeah.
We gotta stop settling. Do men settle? If they don't like something, they out the door.
And guess what? I left that Negro where I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how handsome you look or whatever. And you seen how he looked, very handsome.
Right. But and he only looked good on paper.
Only on paper. And that's what I told him. That man came to me crying, telling me he starts seeing a therapist because he's obsessed with me. And you don't need to be obsessed with me. You need to be obsessed with somebody that's going to appreciate that small ass package you got working with. Like my men tall, dark, and strong. I like cream in my coffee because sometimes I like light-skinned men. I be in a season of light-skinned men. Now I'm in the season of I ain't fucking with nobody. And that been months ago. But these men, they come, I mean, you can attest to this. They lie for no reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lie for no reason. They're always lying. You 5 years away from Viagra. And you up here lying. Are you in your stage of Viagra and you up here lying?
Probably so.
You have these men that will lie to you every weekend. Every weekend. And only call you during the week. I'm not ugly. I got my shit together. I'm kind, I'm loving, and I'm caring. If you really know what you had in me, you wouldn't be doing the shit you do. That's why I laugh. I laugh because men really be thinking that they be the only ones you be talking to. No. Y'all all on trial and error with me. I hear a conversation. I want to see how intellect you are. This man told me that I was beautiful. I say, what? Beautiful. Country dude. What? I say, That don't turn me on. I like highly intelligent men because that what stimulates my brain. If you stimulate my, that's how light skin got me because he was highly intelligent. Because it was, and it wasn't because of height, because I was taller than him.
Yeah, because most women, a lot of women are, what's the term they use now? Saposexual.
Yes.
That's what, you know, you crave good conversation, well-rounded conversation. Like those type men are the ones that turn you on. Yeah, they can look good on paper, but they also know how to hold a conversation and stimulate. You want to be able to be with somebody that you can learn something from, and vice versa.
You can't learn.
Not be a competition, you know?
I've been told that I was bougie.
Mm-hmm.
I was called bougie last week by a guy that was trying to get to know me. I was real bougie. Because I like to go and stay at fancy ass hotels, you know. Last weekend I was at the Royal Sonesta in the Galleria, one of the best hotels in Houston. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I love it. Next time you come down here, we're gonna go because it was some basketball players in there last weekend. But I was tired. I was like, I need to lay down and rest. So I wasn't in my super. I just had on some sweats and a t-shirt, and I went on to my room with my bag, and that was it. But he said I was bougie, and I was stuck up. And he started asking me how much the purse that I had costed. I'm like, what? Why? Yeah, that was another turnoff. Like, why? Why are you worried about how much my stuff costs? You didn't buy it.
No, because he wanted one.
I believe so. He
wanted to know where you got it from, sis. Because he wanted to know if he can afford it. Why are you worrying about a lady's pocketbook?
I don't know, sis. And I said, huh? I said, what does that matter? Why are you worried about how much I spend on stuff? I said, I go to work every day, right? I take care of my family, right? I'm not always, I'm not saying, oh, I got it made like that. God has blessed me, right? I do right by people. It is not easy being a single woman, right? It's not easy at all, because you got to be strong for everybody. And then you have to go and recharge yourself to make yourself strong again for yourself. No, he was like, I am me, saying I was bougie, said that I'm stuck up. I said, well, if you assume I'm stuck up, that's your problem. But I'm from the hood. I'm from the ghetto. I'm from Fifth Ward, Texas. You can't be stuck up from the ghetto.
I grew because up you like hood. Nice things. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. I'm like, I've been taking care of myself for a very long time. I meet men all the time with money. But when I meet a man, and if a man tells me he have 7 children, that's a turnoff for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a turnoff, because them men that be having them 7 and 8 children be looking for a woman with a career or with a good-ass job to help take care of them children and pay down their child support. I am not them.
Definitely not.
I am not them. So it's like the foolishness. Like, if you could give advice to women who really don't know themselves, what would you say? Like, how would you address the things that, because I know you've been through some shit yourself these last couple of months, and how you get through it.
Girl.
Trying to be having a career, a mother, trying to taking care of your mother, trying to date. And it doesn't matter what city or state you're in, it's all the same BS.
It is. But this is what I've done. About a year ago, it's been a little over a year now, I made a vow to myself, because there are some goals that I'm working on in my life, and I'm going to just say stay tuned. I'm just trying to, put the finishing touches on some things, and hopefully I'll be able to, share a little bit more as time progresses. But I made a vow to myself that I needed to eliminate any distraction that I knew for a fact was a distraction. It's different when some things come to you, just through every day, and you have to make a decision whether you're going to deal with it or not. But if you know there's like one particular thing that's a distraction for you, you need to eliminate that. So in order for me to focus on the things that I'm currently working on, one of my things is I deleted all dating apps. Over a year ago, I said, I'm deleting the apps. I'm deleting the notifications. I don't want anything to do with this dating app anymore. And it's been almost a year and a half now. I have not dated. Have I gone on a date? Yes, I've gone on a date or two, but actively like dating? No. The dating pool has pee in it. And I'm in South Carolina. Right. I'm in South Carolina. So, I'm country. I'm in South Carolina, born and raised here all my life, and I'm 48 years old. You're in Texas. The dating pool has pee. The dating pool has pee in it, Nisha. And I just refused the foolishness. And I said, Lord, if I'm going to focus on doing these things, want my life to, you know, become better, I'm going to have to eliminate all of these distractions. So I don't even give men the time of day. You sending me a message to my inbox, you want to get to know me, you want to take me out. My thing is, okay, when you have the date and the time, then you let me know, which puts the ball back in their corner. Ask me, do I get a response after that? Anything that challenges him to think, his intellect ability or whatever, is like a no-go. If you can't plan a date, a day, how are you going to plan a future? You can't even complete a simple task of saying, okay, I would like to take you out at 7 o'clock on Friday. Can we meet at such and such? How hard is that? If it takes you a couple of days and you can't even figure something simple out as that, I'm not even going to waste any more time.
Because these women, and I love my beautiful sisters, they have made everything easy for these men. And so when they meet women like you and I, it's a challenge for them because they don't know how to read us. They don't know how to come off. What can I do to excite her? What can I say to excite her? Nothing excites me but you being right within yourself. Because if you're right within yourself, surely you'll be right with me. I don't know. I tried that dating app, and the only thing they kept giving me was hillbilly-ass men. Everything. Like, I know I love country music and rock music, but if you gonna give me a nice looking white guy, give me one like a Matthew McConaughey or Brad Pitt, somebody.
Right.
You know, I like guys like that, you know, because I like white guys too. I love black men, but I'm open to dating white guys or Latino men. I'm open for that. But don't give me nobody that look like he worked on the farm and the deal, okay? And so, you're not gonna do me like this. I'm not a country girl, right? I'm a city auntie. I like the city. Don't get me wrong. I think the country is beautiful. When I retire one day, I'm gonna buy me some land, get my house, my retirement house built on it, and me and my grandkids and they pawpaw, we gonna just enjoy it. I don't want no country men. Mm-hmm. If you country, that's fine, you country. But if you're country, make sure you're able to talk correctly, speak correctly, spell correctly.
Yeah, be able to adapt. Like a man that can adapt to like different environments. Mm-hmm. Like y'all can go over to the family's house in the country, and you know, you can be hood and ghetto and get in with the family. But then when you want to go to a 5-star restaurant, you know how to act too. Be a chameleon. Learn how to adapt
to certain things. They don't like to read. You know, I was telling my cousin, I said, I miss those days when you were younger. And you know, and that's why I always say, I want that love. I want that R&B 90s love. When, you know, you were safe to give a man your address to come and pick you up to your house. And he would pick you up. Y'all would go on a good-ass date. Y'all will enjoy yourself. He will drop you back off at home and y'all will do it again. Nowadays, you got to have your location. Your people got to know your location. They got to know exactly where you are. Because these men, not all men, some of these men are not rap tight at all.
They are not. And then a lot of times, they want you to come pick them up.
Oh, yeah. Girl. I'm not picking nobody up. Like, I'm right. Sorry. Like, the guys be like, Kenesha, you don't want to date anybody? Nope. Oh, a man must be hitting that because you well taken care of. Sir, I go to work every day. Nobody hitting this, sir. If it was, you would know. Now I'm not letting nobody hit anything. I tried that and I was disappointed in the fact that I wasted my time and energy on a horrible ass act of sex that was just him fulfilling himself because he wasn't fulfilling nobody else.
He had nothing to fulfill you with. No conversation. Like, the show couldn't have been, you know what, girl.
And like I said, I've known him for years, you know. We've been to museums. We've been to nice-ass restaurants. We do a, you know, we have done a lot of stuff. But that was my first time actually being sexually active, right, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not, it was a waste of time. And it should be a law against men who can't fulfill a woman. Even if you had a small penis, you should know how to eat some cat, know how to work that small penis.
Right. Even if you have other areas.
Yeah, you should strengthen yourself in other areas.
Right.
I would never, and that's on Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, never. When I say never, I mean never, ever, ever, ever fuck with him again.
Girl, and that's
been a long time. Horrible. You know, it's horrible. And then, you know, you have these married single-ass husbands. Married single husbands.
Married and single, yep.
I still never understood the format of it. How can you be married and still single? And out here dating.
And they both, you know, and they are more bold than the men who claim that they are actually like single, like not in a relationship or anything like that. And it's almost like it's a flex to them to see if they still got it, or they just love the drama and everything that comes with it. Because it's like some people only know drama and chaos because that's all that they function in. And when they function in that, that becomes their lifestyle, and that's what they're accustomed to. So anything that comes into their life and disrupts what they're used to, it's a challenge for them. Like, some men love women who are confrontational. They love to fight and argue and do this and that. And then when they meet a woman who's different, because a lot of men say, oh, you're different, because you're not used to a certain caliber of woman, because I'm not going to be with the BS. The arguing, the fighting and stuff like that, I will be on the phone with you having a conversation and still go ahead and block you. So when exactly. I get off the phone with you and you try to call me back to voicemail, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. If that's what you like, living in chaos and confusion or whatever, then that's where you need to stay.
Which is so crazy because, you know, it's like you, when you get older and when you evolve, a higher God should emerge, meaning the wisdom that within you will evolve into something greater. You know, it's not always the case because, like you say, some people thrive off chaos. I'm not mm-hmm. gonna argue with you. I'm the wrong person you want to argue with, because your mama and your daddy and your grandma would be mad at me once I finish with your ass.
Because right, I will hit below the belt. You can hit below the belt.
And I don't want to do that. I'm not out here trying to tear down my people. I love my people, but our people need therapy. Intense therapy. They need to be with a therapist that can help them heal from their childhood trauma. Because what happens is when you still, because your mama didn't love you the way you needed to be loved, you take that shit out on women who mm-hmm. come to this earth to heal you. But after you don't broke them, they are not able to love themselves or anyone else because you've broken them because of your foolishness. That's mm-hmm. why I stated before, when somebody show you who they are, believe them. You cannot keep pouring into an empty vessel, because the more you pour into them, it's draining. It's not going anywhere, because at the bottom of the glass, it's out, and you're just pouring and wasting your time. Time is the most valuable commodity that we don't get back. I don't have time. To be wasting my time on foolishness. I'm too grown. I'm too much of a woman. I am a woman. When I say I'm a woman in every sense of the way. So if I am a woman in every sense of the way, what the hell you think I need a boy to be? I need a little boy. I got some. I'm not trying to raise somebody else's son.
Right. And that's what I want to tell, you know, to piggyback off of everything that you're saying. That's my message for like women today, young women, older women, you know, experience is the best teacher. I can only tell you what my experience has been. And with through my experience and through your experience, you can help others, whoever may be listening, and they don't know what to do. Like you said, when you see the red flags, when you see the red flags, that is your indicator that you need to go ahead and run. Don't try to paint those red flags green. Don't try to paint those red flags white, giving them the benefit of the doubt because you're lonely. And sometimes we get to a state of vulnerability because we're lonely or, you know, we're bored and stuff like that. And we are easy to accept any and everything to fill that void or whatever we're feeling at the moment. Run. Those flags are there for a reason. They are there for a reason. And I tell women all the time, women that want, you know, coaching from me, mentoring from me, take that time that you're wasting on trying to see if this man is going to change, if you can change him, mold him, make him do this and make him do that. Girl, go write you a business plan. Go start you a business.
All right.
Because if you want to spend, right, if you want to spend time on something, spend time on something that's going to make you some money and improve your bottom line. Because chasing a man and trying to be everything that you think he wants you to be while he's entertaining three and four other different women and you're just on the roster and you're just up for rotation, girl, go start you a business. Let's get your finances in order.
Your credit,
let's go ahead and write, let's get your credit right. Let me help you get your LLC. Let me find out what your talents are and how you can monetize that. Let's do that. Let's do that. The best thing that you can do is boss up on them.
Exactly. Boss up on them. All the way up on them. Because this is what I tell men. You know, and anybody know me, you know, they be like, Nisha, you're a comedian. No, I just tell it how it is. I didn't run track at Phyllis Wheatley High School. Matter of fact, I didn't run track in college. Matter of fact, when I was in high school, I marched in the band. I got one good ankle and one bad ankle. Mm-hmm. I don't run behind my dog. What the hell I'm gonna run behind you for?
Right.
I'm not no track star. I'm not running. What you won't do, I told this man that was trying to talk to me, I say, listen, I'm gonna give you some free games so you can understand. If you think you're gonna occupy a chair just to occupy a chair at my table, you got another thing coming. Cause when a real man come along, that seat that's available will be unavailable. You mm-hmm. gonna get up. You're not wasting my time. You're not gonna hold me back from going out on dates and stuff. And I haven't been out on a date. When was the last time I went out on a date? I did go out on a date with my teacher friend, but me and him just cool. We just friends. It's nothing like mm-hmm. that. But we went out on a date. And like he's nice and dark and chocolate. He very fine. Like, he's fine, fine. I'm going to have to send you a picture of him. He dark chocolate, dude. Like, I like him. But that's my friend. And because he is my friend, I would never mix business with pleasure.
Right.
Because I know the type of woman I am. I like certain shit a certain way. If I want to go out and go stay in a nice hotel for a weekend, I'm going to do that. Everybody can't do that. I can't do it always, but when I want to do it, I'm going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an Aquarius. Sometimes I would like to just sit down and be to myself, you know, and people be assuming that I be being entertaining men when I'm in my hotel. No, fool. I'm actually in my bed, on my phone, relaxing, reading, coming up with ideas, brainstorming about some stuff, how I'm going to boss up on shit. That's what I be doing because I'm about money. I'm about handling my business because mm-hmm. I got a plan. My plan is to make sure that my three children, my sister and my grandkids, and even Sparkle Doodle don't never have to worry about nothing. I don't have time for no foolishness. I'm too grown. I am not your secretary. I am not your financial advisor. I cannot help you if you cannot help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you, they want to know your finances, what you able to do. For what? So I can help you pay your back child support? Nigga, you crazy in your head.
Right, you got to watch for that because, you know, some of them, they try to throw little jabs at you, make little sly little comments and stuff like that because they want to know what's in your pocketbook. You know, I had, oh, you know, I had somebody tell me, oh, I bet you pushing like $80,000 a year on your job. Okay, if you think that, okay, that's fine. I said, okay, yeah. And I bet you live in a big old house by yourself. Okay, yeah, you know, think whatever you want. I'm not telling you nothing. You think whatever you want. If that's what you think, okay, then I'm going to let you think that. And I'm not trying to tell you no because you're not getting me to elaborate on none of my business, especially my finances, because I don't disclose that to anybody. You think whatever you want to think, but I'm gonna tell you at the end of the day, I ain't missing no meal. I ain't missing no meal, and I can do whatever I want to do. If I choose to go somewhere for the weekend, like we talked about, if you want to get you a hotel room for the weekend and just sit there and do absolutely nothing, that's your business. If you want to take a trip somewhere just to get to clear your head, if you want to go out to dinner and a movie or whatever, you have that right to do whatever you want to do on your dime.
Exactly. I'm like, man, I tell you, I said the worst thing in the world is a man counting a woman's pocketbook. Because that's what you call it, just your pocketbook. Don't be in my wallet. Don't be in my purse asking me how much money I got, how much money I make. It ain't none of your business. I got bills. I right. handle my business with my family. What are you doing? You got 8 kids. When did you realize that you had to stop? How many baby mamas you have? What? Oh, no. Mm-mm. Because somewhere in them bunches of oats, you paying for 2 or 3 children back pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be paying until you old because you ain't do right. You didn't do right. That's the first thing I can't date a man with a bunch of kids. I'm sorry. My limit is 4. I got 3 kids and Sparkle. That's 4.
Right.
My limit is 4. You got to have 4. If you have 4 kids, okay, fine. Maybe 5 and you was married and then you got, you know, you was young when you had your first child and your last 4 children is by your ex-wife. I can respect it. But if you just slanging dick in every pot and hole and you got all these babies, you reproducing all these kids. We taking care of them. The taxpayers.
Yeah, we are. We are. And you have, everybody has a right. They like what they like. If you're, you know, expectations, if you don't want to date somebody that has this many kids, or if they do this line of work and you don't like that, everybody has their preference. Everybody has their preference, and I'm not saying men have their preference too, and they have that right, you know. And if you have preferences too, you have that right to date who you want to date, entertain who you want to entertain. You have a choice. People expect you to say you don't like certain foods or this and that, but you can't be picky about who you want to date. Make it make sense.
It doesn't, sis. It doesn't.
Right.
It makes no sense at all to be ignorant and a damn fool. Mm-hmm. You can't be ignorant and a damn fool. You can fix a person that's dumb. You can educate them, but you cannot educate an ignorant person because an ignorant person know every damn thing. They know more. they know more shit than you will ever know. I'm not gonna argue with nobody ignorant. I'm not doing that. My circle, you already know you're part of my inner circle. Everybody can't be sitting at my table because, like I tell me, I'm not gonna bring you around my sisters, my inner circle, and they looking like, Nisha, what are you thinking? Now you know this Negro ain't good for you.
Definitely.
It's a mad world out here, sis. It's a mad, mad world. Do you have any closing remarks before we call it on this wonderful Sunday?
The only thing I want to say, as usual, thank you for having me. Thank you for always extending the invitation for me to be on the show. You know how our conversations are. You know, thank you for being you. Thank you for being my sorrow. Thank you for being my sister. And I always enjoy these episodes because you are very rare, you know, real. And a lot of people don't have that. They think that you have to be fake, you have to put on this fake, you know, facade or whatever for radio, for TV or whatever, but people need to see the realness. And I just want to applaud you for the life of Nisha D and keep doing what you do.
Thank you so much, sis. I can only, you know, I can only be me. I tell, you know, a lot of times people assume I'm stuck up, I'm snobbish, I'm bougie. That's what they think. But when people who truly know me, they know who I am. They know I'm a genuine person. And they know with my genuineness, I will always make sure that the people around me is good. I will always love and support and be there for my people, because that was a time in life when somebody was there for me. So therefore, I always try to be, not try, I always stand up and be an honorable person in this life. Because at the end of the day, when you get to judgment, God is going to ask you, what difference did you make in this world when you were there?
Right.
That's it. I like to laugh. I say funny stuff because I am partial comedian. I like to laugh a lot. I'm goofy. But it's real life experiences that I share with my listening audience to let them know that, hey, just because I have a podcast don't mean I don't go through things.
Right.
I get lonely sometimes, you know. I do, you know, at times I do get lonely. Sometimes I just want to be intimate, and not sexually, but intimate in a way of just having conversation, you know, mm-hmm. talking about something deep, something impactful, because I'm an imp. I feel everything, right? I have humility, I have love, I have patience. I'm very sympathetic to those that are broken. But I'm also aware that people come in wolf clothing. They are sheep in wolf clothing. And I'm aware there too. That's why I always say pray and ask God to reveal these people truths to you.
Yes, definitely. I agree. And being an empath, you know, you can be an introvert at times and be an extrovert sometimes too. It just depends on, you know, your mood and what you're actually going through at that moment. But overall, your feelings are your feelings. Your emotions are your emotions, because you're human. And don't ever deny how you feel. And don't dumb down, you know, yourself just to make others feel comfortable, especially in your world. And that's all I have to say.
As always, my beautiful sister, I wish you love, peace, joy, blessings wherever you go, wherever you walk, wherever you sit, wherever you stand. May God always be for you. May you continue to pour in this world, and may your cup always run over. I love you, and I thank you for being you.
Thank you, sis, and I love you too. Take care.
Thank you. You all have a blessed one. Be safe as always. Understand that the world we live in is only what we make it. Bless.
Amen. Okay, bye-bye.